Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pei, daf Chav Tes, and we are starting at the very top of the Amud, and in the Vilna Sursa daf, it's at the end of Tes Vav Amud Aleph with the word Hamedel. And today's daf is sponsored by Le'ili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarabas, of Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah had said Hamedel, Nosimina Mashur al Mashashir v'chulu. And we had explained that Hamedel means to thin out. A person has an onion patch, and they're packed too closely together, and they're not growing to the extent that they could be. So he thins out these onions. He plucks some of them out of the ground to give the ones remaining in the ground more place to grow. So the only ones that are Chayv and are the ones remaining in the ground, but the ones that were picked are not chayv and pay at all. So now the Gemara tells us, Tani was taught in a brayso, Rav Yudah says, Bamedvar Murim, when was it said that the ones remaining in the ground are chayv and pay, however, the one that was picked as potter from pay is Bamedel Ashok. That's when he's thinning them out to sell them in the marketplace, meaning the ones that he picked, he just takes them and sells them in the marketplace to try to salvage some of their worth, so we'll get a little bit of money from them. But if he's thinning them out and bringing those onions that he's picking into his house, then he gives from what was left over in the ground for everything, even for the ones that were already picked. That's because by bringing them into his house, he shows that he wants to keep them. He wants these onions. And that means that if he didn't have onions to be meidel to thin out, he didn't have these ones that were like packed too close together, so then he would have picked other onions. So that means that those onions that he picked are chayv in peah, therefore they have to have peah left for them from whatever was remaining in the ground. And Amar Zeir, he continues qualifying, Hadad Tema, this was said, b'she'iva al-menas al-hadel. That's only when he planted them. Literally, Eva means he made them thick, which means he planted them very close together in order to thin them out, which means he purposely planted these onions very close together, trying to see which ones were growing better than the other ones, and then he was just going to thin out the ones that weren't growing so well. So then the ones that he picks early are not chayv and peah. Avolam Eva, menas shaloil hadel. But if he planted them without intention to be meidel them to thin them out, he planted them intending to pick all of them. He didn't realize that they were too close together. Loisayf davar lebesai, then it's not ultimately that he's going to be chayv and peah for them if he's going to be bringing them into his house, el afil l'shuk, even if he thins them out and sells those in the marketplace, nois min hamashur al akol, he has to give from that which he left in the ground for everything, even for that which he picked early. That's because when he planted them, he intended to use all of them, therefore all of them are chayv and peah. And moving on to halacha gimel, the Mishnah says, ha'imayz shel betzalim, the mothers of onions, chayvas v'peah are chayv and peah, whereas Rabbi Yossi paters. And the Gemara is going to explain what exactly this is. The Mishnah continues, ma'ban ha'is ha'betzalim shebein hayarek, patches of onions that he planted in between rows of vegetables. Rabbi Yossi aimer peah mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Yossi says he has to leave a separate peah from each and every patch. V'cham aimer l'chamim say me'echad al kol. He only has to leave one peah for all these patches together. Now the Gemara says, Rav Amar, Rav explains, what exactly are imahis shel betzalim? Poor gira. According to some gerses, it's poor gira, and these are onions that are left in the ground and they're not harvested. They're not picked at the regular time, and the only thing that these are good for is to be used as seed for other onions. They're not eaten by themselves. We just take the seed from them and plant other onions from them. Hence, that's why they're called mothers of onions. Ushmul Amar, he says it's different. Tsumchasa is referring to something that sprouted, which means he plucked the onion from the ground, but the root remained in the ground and a new onion sprouted from there. And that's considered the mother of the onion. Now, Rav Yaakov Rabun says, B'shem Rav Chanina, Loi Am Rabbi Yossi El Mishom Hefker. Rabbi Yossi only said that these Imayis Shel Betzalim are potter from Peah is because of Hefker. And we've explained that Hefker with a vase is the same thing as Hefker with a fey. The reason why they're potter from Peah is because they're Hefker. He leaves these things in the ground. He doesn't really care much about them. He's totally mafker them for whoever wants to take them. And even though now he's coming back and picking them himself, it's just like he's being Zaycha from Hefker, and therefore it's potter from Peah. Now, Rav Bon Bar Chia asked in front of Rav Mana, the Hefker Chayev Bepeah? Is Hefker Chayev and Peah? This is a question on Shita's Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, which is the Chachamim, these Imayis Shel Betzalim are Chayev and Peah. But according to his explanation, how does that make sense? We know that Hefker is Potter from Peah. So Amalei, Rav Mana told him, B'zacha Bahen Achas Achas. Literally, this means that he's being Zaycha in them one by one. And the explanation of that is that since he's coming back to pick these onions, even though maybe he was Mafker them originally, the fact that he's coming back to pick them shows that it wasn't a real Hefker. And that's why the Chum hold that it's Chayv in Peah because the Hefker wasn't really counted. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that it is considered Hefker. But now the Gemara asks a question. It can't be that we're discussing Hefker here because Vatani, we have a Braisa that the Chachamim told Rabbi Yossi, Afal pi she'en miskaimas loy b'meruba, even though a person doesn't keep them when there's a lot of them, miskaimas b'memuot, a person will keep a few of them. Now obviously this is the Chum trying to show Rabbi Yossi why what he said doesn't make sense. But if we're talking about Hefker over here, what does it make a difference if there's a lot or if there's a little? Hefker is Hefker. So the Gemara has a new understanding understanding of the machlokes, chavtes habez on top, havales taima, it must be that the reason is delay mishum machniso lekiyum, because a person doesn't bring them in to be mekayim them. A person doesn't bring these onions into his house and store them there for a long time, and that's why Rabbi Yossi says that they're part of from peah. We know something's only chayiv in peah if it's stored for a long time. People don't take these onions in and store them for a long time. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says they're part of from peah. And now the brisa makes sense. The chum were telling Rabbi Yossi, ainin miskayim has been meruba. A person might not store a lot of them, but a person will store a few of them, so he should be chayiv in peah. Now moving on to brand new halacha dalid. The Mishnah tells us, ha'achim shechalku, brothers that split their field. They'd received the field as an inheritance. It has fully grown grain on it, and now they split it 50-50. Each one took half the field. So nice nin shtei peyos, they have to leave two separate peyos. One field owned by two separate people is chayiv in two separate peyos. Let's say chazur v'nishtatfu, they went back and they rejoined together in a partnership. So nice in peyah achas, they would leave one peyah from this field. This is obviously if they rejoined before they harvested the field. Something similar, the Mishnah tells us, shnayim shalakhu asa ilan, two people that bought a tree in a partnership together, nice in peyah achas, they leave one peyah from that tree. If Reuven and Shimon both chipped in $50 to buy a tree for $100, so the entire tree is owned jointly by both of them, so it's only chayv in one peyah. However, lokach zetz fine of zed droimai, if each one got a very specific part of the tree, this one got the northern part, this one got the southern part, so then each one has to give his own peah because like a field that was split into two. Now the Gemara expounds on the first case of the Mishnah talking about a shutfis, a partnership in a field. Let's say Reuven and Shimon, they own this field b'shutfis and they harvested the first half of the field. Then v'chalku, they split the field and Reuven got the first half that was already harvested and Shimon got the second half that wasn't harvested yet. He does not separate peah from his, not at the beginning and not at the end. Meaning, Reuven is not going to separate peah from his at all. That's because, as we've said previously, the chayvas peah is bekama. The chayv of peah is to be left from something which is standing still. And before they had disbanded their partnership, the half that was cut didn't have a chayv of peah. The chayv of peah for that half was from the remaining standing half. So now that they disbanded their partnership and Reuven got that first half that was already cut, well, that half didn't have a chiyuv of peah on it. So Reuven's pater completely. Now Shimon, when he takes peah off of his half of the field, which is chayv in peah because it's still standing, he doesn't have to leave peah off for the first half of the field because that first half of the field doesn't belong to him, it belongs to Reuven. So Shimon only has to leave peah from that which is standing for that which is standing. Now the flip side case, we have a field which is unharvested and it was after they had disbanded their partnership, then Reuven harvested his half of the field. And then Chazru, skip the next word, Vinishtatfu, they went and they repartnered, Vakatsu Chetzi Sade B'Shotfes, and then they cut that remaining half of the field B'Shotfes, and then Vachalku, they split that grain, which means they split the grain of the first half of the field that was harvested, and they split that second grain as well. So the proper girsa is to skip the word Einoi, and the Gemara says, Mafresh, now add in the word, Mishaloi Shebasaif, Al Chaver Shebasaif, he separates from which is his that he got at the end, on that which his friend got in the end, Avoloi Mishaloi Shebetchila, Al Chaver Shebasaif, but not from his that he got from the beginning of the harvest on his friends from the beginning of the harvest. The second case is different. The chiv of peah is only now on the second half of the field. That's because when they rebanded together, there was only the second half of the field left to be cut. And now that they cut the whole thing and they split all the grain, it's only the second half that needs to have peah left of it, which means if he wants, he can leave peah for his friend's half from his half, but again, only from the grain that was harvested from the second half of the field. That's what we mean shebesayf, the grain from the second half of the field. The grain that was batchila from the first half of the field, that doesn't have a chiv of peah on it, so therefore he can't leave for his friend. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with a similar case. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.